to cricket now, and Wolsden skipper Matt Dawson's verdict on a season in which at one stage they threatened to mount a Lancashire lead title challenge, but eventually had to settle for seventh place. Wolsden were hampered by their failure to engage a regular professional until the arrival of West Indian all-rounder Jamel Warrican in mid-June. Warrican performed credibly with the ball, taking 33 wickets at 19, but once again it was homegrown players who really took the eye. Joe Gale had an outstanding season with the bat, scoring 787 runs at an average of over 50, and he was well supported by Josh Gale and Nick Barker, both of whom scored over 700 runs. But overall, a frustrating campaign, leaving skipper Matt Dawson to reflect, "It has been challenging due to injuries and the situation with the professional, but there has been unfaltering team spirit and commitment, and we have seen some encouraging performance from younger players." Finally, to our runners, and news of another good performance from Todmorden Harriers stalwart Donnie Clark, this time in the Langdale Horseshoe over 21 kilometres and climbs of 1,450 metres. Clark defied wet conditions, which made the going tough, to finish third overall and first in the V40 section. Those two results in the final event of the season enabled him to win the V40 title and secure a high finish overall. And congratulations too to Harriers' Clara Barber, who produced an outstanding performance in the punishing 110-mile Nidderdale Ultra Race. She became the first woman to complete the event when she crossed the finishing line in a time of just under 35 hours, despite suffering from stress fractures. As we've said before, they breed 'em tough at the Harriers.